The end of the world doesn't come suddenly and without warning. To imagine it does is to be fooled by popular misconception, and thus fail to recognize the larger picture. The end of the world is an ongoing process. It starts slowly, imperceptibly, then blossoms unnoticed in our very midst, until it has engulfed all that there is, and none is free from its spell. Hear now my words and heed them well. All that you think is great and mighty is but a disease upon life and must be made to perish if life is to continue. That which seems grand and noble is but an affliction. All that appears to grant freedom to mankind has in fact ordained its enslavement, impairing and crippling from within while outwardly bearing the banner of liberty. The body of humanity has been poisoned, and even as it strives for new horizons and constant advancement, rigor mortis has preceded the approach of death, and the lives of men are dragged into the grave along with it. Seek now those motions which sow for humanity the seeds of death, as they harvest for you the bounty of life.
Just close your eyes and then remember the thoughts you've locked away. When tomorrow comes, your wish you had today. And as we sit here alone, looking for a reason to go on, it's so clear that all we have now are our thoughts of yesterday. If you're still there when it's all over, I'm scared I'll have to say that a part of you has gone since yesterday. And as we sit here alone, looking for a reason to go on, it's so clear that all we have now are our thoughts of yesterday. La la la. Maybe this could be the ending, with nothing left of you. 100 wishes couldn't say, I don't want to. And as we sit here alone, looking for a reason to go on, it's so clear that all we have now are our thoughts of yesterday. La la la. La 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 la